Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Why, respectfully, why are you talking to me? Why the fuck are you talking to me if you're just gonna push me away? That's the dumbest thing you could fucking do. At least to me, because I don't chase people. You're not roadrunner, motherfucker. I literally don't understand why people go a day without speaking to somebody that they're interested in.
Okay, where do we start? Well, first off, that joke wasn't funny. Oh, you're not roadrunner, motherfucker. Like, that's a woman's sense of humor. When women say, oh, me and my girls are so funny, that's what you can expect. I'm not chasing you. You're not roadrunner. Comedy gold, right? Chris Rock, watch out. She coming for your spot.
Low expectation, have a motherfucker.
First, I want to dive in on the Nose Ring Chronicles. It's the Nose Ring Chronicles. Next, the nails. Not only are they ridiculously long, not the most ridiculous I've ever seen, but still ridiculous. They're black, so it's like the whole goth vibe. That's never a good sign. Look, ma'am, we all know the type of guy you're going after. He doesn't give a fuck about your existence.
You don't know that.
We know you're not interested in stable guys, you know, who have structure, discipline, who would show you that they care about you, take care of you. You're not interested in that. You love this toxicity. And you love the fact that you can jump on your TikTok and talk about this toxicity. So stop the fucking cap.
Your anger and your hate, I think, is coming off as erratic to people.
Passion. My passion. It's all passion.
Okay, your passion is coming off as erratic.
But days? Your number is getting blocked. That's a no call, no fucking show. You lost the position. Let a real man step in. Let a real man step in.
This is the guy that you thought was a real man. That's why you're dealing with him in the first place. Man, please tell us what your definition of a real man is. A guy who's going to show that he's interested in you. You're going to be fucking repulsed.
So I tried to hook up with this guy, right? And I just couldn't do it because he was just so sweet. Like, he was a really good person.
Why are you here? When you are genuinely interested in someone, you cannot go one day without talking to them. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. There are busy ass people in this world. Busy ass people in this world, and they still have time to take a shit, eat, and text somebody back. It takes 5 seconds. Don't hit me with this bullshit. It's not working. It's not working.
He doesn't care if it works. Did y'all peep the tattoo on her hands? That's not a red flag. It's a black flag. It's a run the other way flag. He doesn't care if you believe his bullshit. He doesn't. He doesn't care if he ever talks to you again. And he's not going to see this TikTok. What don't you get?
You just don't get it, do you? You don't.
As a tall girl, do you find dating to be easy as your shorter counterpart?
Absolutely not. Because I have to have a guy that's like at least as tall as I am.
No, ma'am, you don't qualify. You're overweight. I'm not saying that to be mean. You're overweight and you're trashy. I could just tell by how you're dressed. You don't qualify. The hot 6 foot man you're referring to, he could get prettier than you and slimmer than you.
Hard to find. All the tall ones are already snatched up. So.
You think that when you're older, you're going to still have that sandal?
Yeah. That's a personal preference for sure. Like, yeah.
So he has to be at least your height?
Yes.
Okay. Now, why does height play such an important role to you?
I mean, I just, sounds weird, but like domination, like I don't want to feel like the man in the relationship.
You don't think a man who's shorter than you could dominate you?
I feel more dominant if I am taller. So I don't know. I've never been with a guy that's shorter than me that made me feel more dominant or made it seem like he was more dominant than me.
Well, why did you even give him a chance? You're so great and you only date 6 feet men. You're lying. If they keep talking, they'll expose themselves.
Ross! What do women really want?
I don't care what they want.
That's a hard nigga.
I only care what they respond to. See, my focus is a little bit different from your other guests.
There's what women say they want, there's what women think they want, and then there's what they actually respond to. I'm not an academic, I'm not a theoretician. I'm interested in what works on the street when it's time to date and mate. And what women actually respond to is not what they say they want.
So what do they respond to?
They really respond to a guy who's a challenge, a guy who's a question mark, a guy who keeps them guessing. You see, in the beginning, the less attractive you are physically, the more you have to rely on your attitude. And that's what I wrote my book for. I wrote my book for the average-looking, even ugly guy who goes out there in the real world and tries to be a nice guy, gets his head kicked in.
Yeah, he got it figured out. That's pretty much what I talk about on my channel. That's pretty much my message. Nice guys definitely finish last. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. I said this on my stream the other night. Oh, by the way, yeah, tune into the streams. Join the membership. Link in the description. But yeah, the reason why women are repulsed by nice guys don't signal that they can protect. You know, when you think of somebody fighting a bear, you don't think of a nice guy. When you think of a man winning a war, you don't think of nice guy. Nice is going to get us, you know, deleted if somebody breaks into the house. She wants a man who can protect her and who's kind of a badass, or at least gives off some inkling that they could be a badass.
The man that I'm dating, I often refer to him as Mr. Nonchalant because it's like penetrating a brick wall trying to talk about feelings. Yesterday, he basically told me that the sun does not rise without me and that his heart has been calling my name. And now that he's found me, he'll never let me go because I am the object of all of his desires.
If she thinks it's anything less than the best, then it's not going to happen.
I'm always right in the end.
Y'all, do you guys not understand there's a difference between being confident and being delusional? When you're confident, it makes you more attractive. When you're delusional, it makes you seem insane and it makes you less attractive. Every video I see of threes and fours saying they're nines and tens is literally insane. And it's funny because it's like, if you were a 10, your life would be different. You, like, who are you comparing yourself to? When I give myself like a 6.5, that's because I'm smart enough to compare myself to every woman on the planet, including literal supermodels. I was watching a dating show this morning. This girl's like, I'm perfect. I don't, there should be a line of 9 million men around my house.
I don't believe that she thinks she's a six. You know, she's just trying to farm compliments in her TikTok. She doesn't think she's a six, dude. It sounds good. Don't be so quick to jump on these women's team when they try to act humble. When they try to pretend to be humble, I'll just put it that way, for internet attention. There's no way on God's green earth that this woman thinks she's a six.
How could you be so sure?
Sweetie, if that was true, there would be, because there literally are women on the planet who could have literally probably any man that are solid tens. There isn't a line because you aren't that and you're insane and you need to be humbled and women aren't helping.
Your man told you that he wanted to start an OnlyFans page and he wanted you to join him, would you?
I've been asked that question you don't know how many times. My answer every time has been like, damn, I'd make a lot of money, but at the end of the day, I gotta make my money the honest way.
Ma'am, you wouldn't make that much money. Like, I'm not even trying to knock you, but just the ego just turned me off. Like, you really think you're a baddie, huh? You're a five at best, man. You wouldn't make that much money. $100 at best.
In a modest way.
So the answer has always been no. Okay. But it's like, hey, there's lots of people out there that can make so much money. Why can't I? But the answer's always been no.
Why do you feel like you have to do it in a modest way?
At the end of the day, nobody's going to respect their woman giving their only commodity away.
Dang, your only commodity? Don't talk down on yourself so much. That's the only thing you got going for you? I hope not, Toots. I mean, it seemed like you got somewhat of a brain. I mean, more of a brain than the average modern woman, dingbat. So I'll put that in a positive category.
Just pump them.
Yes, it is. Think of all the reasons why you want to date and have a woman in your life. That is what we have that you're looking for.
when she say that word. Like, I hate that. Like, women love saying that. Like, accountability, narcissist, you're gaslighting me.
They're not that intelligent. They get all their vocab words from Instagram and TikTok. What do you expect? And they're trend hoppers. So, yeah, they can't come up with an original thought to save their fucking lives.
She can't come up with a genuine thought. It's damn near impossible.
Damn.
Take accountability.
Like, y'all got, like, a vocabulary book. Y'all girls got, like, a vocabulary. Like, y'all say the same thing. Gaslighting. Accountability. Narcissist. Okay. All right. We know y'all know the words.
I'll ghost you. Wait, if you ghost, I'll ghost. If you don't, I'll ghost anyway. Okay, you're ghosting a lot of guys. You think you're cute, and you think that's cute, and it's a flex to say you're ghosting a lot of guys. Why aren't you in a relationship with a top 5%er? You're so cute. Oh, yeah, that's right. Being cute doesn't maintain a relationship. Ah, that's it. Is it still going to be cute to say you're ghosting when you're 49? You're not going to look like this forever, hon. You better lock something down. Your worth is just on a steady decline.
You are never going to meet anybody with that kind of mentality about women, you sick son of a bitch.
How about this? Here's a wild idea. When you walk into the front door of somewhere and you're all a bunch of tattooers and you see someone who looks like me, my initial thought would be, hey, how's it going? Do you have an appointment today?
Yeah.
That's fair.
That's fair. Okay. Anything. I watched a bunch of 20 to 25-year-olds look up at me and then look back down. And then I went up to someone and I said, hey, I see that you're setting up a machine or a station. So maybe you're a shop help or an apprentice or just someone setting up. And I was like, I have an appointment. And she was just like, okay. And it was gnarly. It was gnarly. I've never felt more unwelcomed in a place.
Oh, yeah. I've experienced this many times, especially as a black man. I'm not crying, but I'm just letting you know this is pretty common in certain situations and for certain people. The new generation, yeah, they're pieces of crap a lot of times. Not all of them. But, yeah, customer service just ain't what it used to be. Look, leave. If you experience something like this, leave, man. You shouldn't have to beg, you know, a business to spend money there, if you know what I mean. Just go somewhere else.
Okay.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. She gave me a damn, that's crazy. Damn, that's crazy. Well, your artist is not me, so go fuck yourself.
Exactly do you think you were running away from when you just, you know, slowly cut him off?
I realized that he was not my ex. And I'm definitely looking for that in people, and that's problematic.
So, did you or your ex break it off with you?
My ex broke it off with me.
She's gonna be in love with him for the rest of her life. She's officially alpha widow. But what she probably won't touch on is why her ex broke it off with her. Usually men don't break up with women unless it's a really, really, really good reason. Men will stay through almost anything. So chances are she cheated or did some snake shit. That'll usually give even the most cowardly man the courage to cut a bitch off.
Cancel that bitch.
Why?
No! I let a male friend get a little too comfortable and essentially cheated on him.
Of course, nothing else needs to be said. That's why they call me the sensei.
That's what I'm talking about! That's why he's the MVP! That's why he's the GOAT! The GOAT!
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.